Good morning, Skirt Strategists. Monday morning detox.
This is Carol.
And it's Katie.
Ahoo.
Guess what?
What are we doing?
It's a whole new year. It's a whole new you.
Woohoo.
It's a whole new leader you, productive, crazy, good you.
And this month, we are talking about your mood ring.
And for those of you that want one, I think we should send them out to all our subscribers.
We should.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, you got to find them. Do they have them anymore?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
They do. I've seen them at little quirky stores.
So what did you say? You don't wash them because they don't work after you wash them?
But those were the ones that were in the 70s.
Maybe they've gotten better. They're still made in China,
oh,
you know.
Oh, and I had some that just would go crazy with colors. And they say that those mood rings are actually very pretty accurate.
Interesting.
Because they measure some sort of heat coming off of your body. If you get mad, they turn bright red and catch fire. You know, this week,
yes.
Okay, we're going to start off with an exercise for managing your mood. Not that y'all are moody or irritable.
None of us are.
I love the word irritable.
You do.
I really do, because I get labeled it a lot by my favorite person, my husband. Not that I'm irritable at home, but maybe that's the conclusion I'm drawing. But anyway, we did an exercise on the video, Carol.
Yes. We want to bring everybody back to that exercise for today.
So I think it's a great mental approach. You know, the step-by-step approach, sometimes when I'm teaching, people are like, oh my God, that's so rote or it's so too structured. But I do think there's something so valuable in recognizing, you know, red flag, recognizing, managing, controlling, changing, looking forward, just whatever it looks like that's doing that. And so we've given you one. And with our friends at MentorPath, they have provided with us a 5-step approach for structured inquiry to recognizing your feelings. And all of this is with the purpose of becoming more productive.
Very good.
You know,
so we go over those 5 steps in the video.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to task you with that, but we also want to talk about it a little bit more. And how to, you know, and I got to say, I think we have to say this. Let's be realistic. Some of our moods may come from hormones.
What?
Rather than from external.
Men? We could not male bash here.
No. No, I wasn't going down that road. I was going down another road, which is that the fact that our hormones make us emotional.
Well, they physiologically change you.
They absolutely do.
They
and you know how I know this?
Why? How?
Because I'm going through the change, mm-hmm. and I am not as emotional as I was. I used to have a once a month cry.
Oh.
And I would just break down and cry. And I knew I loved it. It
felt like you were ready for it. That kind of goes with the cycles we talked about last month.
That's right.
You kind of look forward to that feeling of this is it. I'm going to move through it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the exercise that we did on the video was 5 steps in case you haven't seen it yet. But if you have, this is a reinforcement.
And you can do this whether it's hormonal or other.
Or other. Regardless of what your feeling might be, we're just assuming that it's something that you want to change. I don't think you want to do it for a positive feeling. But it is these 5 steps. First of all, take an internal point of reference. Secondly, register the emotion. Third, recognize and distinguish the specific feeling. 4, label it. And then last of all, put it in its place and master it. You know, visualize putting it away and making it a subject of you rather than it controlling you. Those are the 5, and those are from our friends at MentorPath. I think I may have already mentioned that. And so your task this week at Skirt Strategies, dear Skirt Strategists, is to find an example for yourself to practice that. You can look at the video and see Carol going through it if that helps you.
Mm-hmm.
But your challenge is to take an example of an emotion that you'd like to be mastering more. I don't know if anybody's got problems with this. If you can't find something, then you're my hero. And just generally practice those 5 steps. And once you practice it once, this is why we have practicing and training, is once you practice it once, you're more likely to have it easily programmed into your head. The more the better, but then you can do it over and over again if it works for you. So I'd love to hear whether it works for folks.
You know, it's come to mind as we're talking about this, mm-hmm. that I have kind of a mentor in Byron Katie. She is a woman who's written quite a few books, but she has four questions that she asks about a thought. So if you're having a thought that is, you reminded me of this when you said if it's a happy thought, you don't necessarily want to go down that road. But if it's a thought that's not working for you, she has a set of questions, and it's four questions. You know, is it true? Can you absolutely know that it's true? How do you react? What happens? And what do you believe when you believe that thought? And who would you be without that thought? It is so interesting to go through that. And what we're talking about is more moods and emotional, but sometimes it's all based on a thought that you mm-hmm. have, that you have just attached to that thought being absolute reality and none other than reality. And so if you can release some of that, and so if you're one of those people who really attach to a thought and are very emotional about it, then you might want to do some of Byron Katie's work. And I really love what she does.
Okay, great. Yeah, that would be also good to bring back in our communication module as well.
Absolutely.
So let's let folks know that this is the time for you to have 4 minutes of meditative silence. This is the time for you to have some protected time to set the week, look at your intent, look forward, deep breath, and make it a productive one. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have a productive week. Here's your music.